Hi guys, this is Prachi. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. And if you have not yet done, so please hit that share and subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. Today we are going to talk about stress management and heart health. Well, guys, recently I came across a very interesting infographic from the American Heart Association, which clearly depicted how chronic stress impacts women's health. Now, most of the health effects of stress are the same for men and women, like depression, anxiety, headache, sleeping disorders, weaker immune system, you know what I mean. But the thing is, there are a few other ways that stress affects mainly women. For example, problems getting pregnant, menstrual cycle problems, decreased sex drive, and high risk of heart issues. Yes. Heart disease or cardiovascular disease is a general term used to describe a range of conditions that affect the heart and blood vessels. Now, it is often thought like heart disease is a men's disease, but in reality, women are just as affected by the disease, and knowing the signs and symptoms is more important than ever, specifically in present scenario, where we all are living a stressful life. As I said, various factors can contribute to high chances of getting heart disease, but here I am particularly talking about chronic stress. To understand it clearly, let's talk about the mind-heart-body connection. Now, chronic stress may contribute to poor health behaviors, such as high cholesterol, which are immediately linked to increased risk for heart disease and stroke. Unmanaged stress also affects your mental well-being. It can exterminate your energy, wreak havoc on your sleep, and make you feel lethargic and irritable. All these factors, if not taken care of, can eventually affect your heart health in long term. No wonder we all are looking for various ways to cope up with stress on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you think you have been reading a lot about self-care these days, particularly for heart health, you are right. According to Google Trends, the number of searches for self-care for heart health has become more than double since 2015. Now, what exactly is self-care? First things first, self-care does not mean self-indulgence or being selfish. It specifically means taking care of your physical and mental well-being. It means listening to your body, deliberately modifying the thoughts going on in your mind, and stimulating your actions if things feel out of orientation in your life. Taking time to care for your heart can be difficult as you continue with your day-to-day life, but having said that, it is easier than you think to show your heart the love it deserves each day. Small acts of self-care or heart-healthy habits can help you go a long way. It is all about heart healthy living. Trust me, guys. Well, we all know February is considered as the heart health month, and this month I have adopted a few self-care habits to ensure that I am living a stress-free and heart healthy lifestyle. So without any further ado, let's get started. Number one, a consistent workout routine. Actually, the most important lesson I have learned while all these years of training my mind to keep myself active are exercise should be something you like doing. I used to be the kind of a girl who would always come up with excuses to not exercise, but then I'm glad I did make a few changes in my lifestyle and made exercise a part of my life. Making workout regimes a part of your daily life, definitely it takes effort, and thus you should find workouts you enjoy in order to get hold of it. If you remember one of my podcast episodes where I shared my story, how it all started and how did I manage to incorporate workouts into my daily routine after quitting my full-time job and started working as a freelance content creator. Well, trust me, it took me a really long time to reach where I am today. Today, I follow a regular workout routine which includes both strength training and cardio. I definitely feel more strong, healthy, and more confident now. Number two, meditation. The rate at which mental and other health problems are affecting us is alarming. Yes, and the importance of meditation for heart health cannot be ignored. So I started looking for ways to build strong emotional resilience. After many trials and tests, I came up with my own way to instill meditation practice as a daily habit. I read several books and articles on the internet, tried guided meditation, and actually created my 3-step meditation plan. Now, for me, meditation has become a part of my lifestyle, and day by day, I have started liking this major change in my life. By the way, if you want to know how exactly I created my 3-step meditation plan, please tune into my previous episode. I have shared the link in the show notes. Number 3, less stress and sleep more. Well, we can all acknowledge that we can manage to sleep a little better. Seriously, guys. Actually, sleeping is one of the most undervalued and unheeded things ever, especially for young professionals. Particularly the last 3 years, the pandemic, it has definitely put into some perspective for me. So now, rather than going to sleep super late like I used to, I intentionally go to sleep earlier in order to offer my body and mind the adequate rest time it requires. I think I have managed to create a consistent sleeping routine for myself now, and my body and my mind feel much better, healthy and relaxed now. So these are small things which leads to a healthy heart, healthy lifestyle, and a stress-free lifestyle I'm aiming for. Number 4, eating right and hydration. Very underrated but very important point. Those who know me well will agree to this, like I'm a big time foodie and I love eating. Having said that, I do not indulge in binge eating though. I strongly believe in portion control. I'm really mindful of my body and how much I'm putting into it. Actually, guys, I just came across Herbs for Health, the health guide. It is an herbalist written and medically approved guide focusing on the most successful medicinal plants and offers herbal remedies for almost any interest, such as heart issues, weight loss, blood sugar, high cholesterol and much more. So it is a book for anyone trying to find a natural alternative to medication. With my crazy schedule, which includes long working hours with lots of traveling, and if not traveling, the sedentary lifestyle, this handy guide is a must for me. Instead of feeding myself with pills or supplements for a strong heart or healthy heart, I love to add these herbs as ingredients to most of my meals. Now it is a complete survival guide for almost every health problem out there. If you want to check out more about Herbs for Health, check out the show notes. And last but not the least, creating a biophilic home or workspace. Well, the positive effects of nature on our mental well-being, actually physical well-being as well, have been scientifically proven. We can enjoy the positive effects of biophilia at all levels of individual well-being. Now, being a freelance content creator, I spend most of my day inside, detached from nature, gazing at my laptop screen. In such a scenario, it is important for me to create my home or at least my small workspace in a way where I could connect to nature through various elements like natural lighting and ventilation in order to experience the natural environment indoors. So, I have created these glass walls to allow natural light, sunlight to come in, and I have included greenery all around. Now, such kind of biophilic settings make me calm, it reduces my stress and helps me become more imaginative. It basically keeps me stress-free and in a more positive frame of mind. So, you know what I'm trying to say. Guys, recognizing the need for self-care and adopting a self-care routine, it is the need of the hour. These are few of the self-care rituals or habits, whatever you want to call them. I just try to follow all these small things in my day-to-day life for stress management and as well as to reduce my chances of getting any type of heart disease. I know I still have a long way to go. Well, but I guess one step at a time. Would you like to add any other self-care or wellness tips to improve overall health and well-being? Let me know. I would love to hear them. So, this is it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Closet to Curtains. Let me know what you thought about the episode. Leave your feedback, comments, send me a voice message. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can message me, find me on Facebook, follow me on Insta, send me a mail. Give us your review and ratings, please. And if you are not an Apple Podcast user, the best way to support this podcast is by taking the screenshot of the episode you are listening to and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Closet2Curtains. So see you very soon with the next episode. Till then, sending you lots of love. Bye.